Hello, beautiful people, and thank you so much for tuning into another edition of your Soul Ignition podcast with yours truly, Jonna. This week, I'll be sharing my story on how I started my business and made $65,000 my very first year by following my intuition. Before I share the full episode, what I wanted to speak to is the work that I reference throughout the episode. I've put together a 7-part free training for everybody tuning in, and I'll be sharing the link to it in the episode notes so that you too can take yourself through the process I take myself through daily in order to get clear on what it is that you want, clear out any sort of belief systems that might be holding you back from achieving what it is that you desire, even taking the action on it. There's some meditation pieces, there's some homework pieces. It's a full and extensive 7-day training program that I've poured my energy and heart into to share with you to help you too start following your intuition and creating a life that you absolutely love. Thank you so much and enjoy the episode. Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Soul Ignition with yours truly, Jonna. It is such a pleasure to be here with all of you today and to share my story, how I started and how I actually built my business following my intuition. As the title of this podcast denotes, how I started my business and made $65,000 my first year from following my intuition. So where do I begin? I remember sitting with myself and just thinking, there's got to be more to this life than this day-to-day hustle grind, wake up, go to work, work 12, 15 hours, go home, go to bed, and do it all over again. Living for the weekends, living for time off, chasing money, but feeling empty inside. Now, don't get me wrong. Everywhere that I've ever worked, I've always found a way to find fulfillment through service, through creating impact. As a director and manager at the 2 health club facilities that I worked at for a little over a decade, what really lit me up every day was to know that I could make an impact on the lives of the employees whom I hired, trained, and developed, grew, and was able to help change their lives, help them see more in themselves, and become the next generation leaders. Just like I'd received guidance from my mentor 10 years prior, my first mentor, who had seen something in me when I was working at a 24-hour facility. And it was the first time anybody had ever seen anything in me and shared that reflection with me. I'd come from a pretty rough go at it growing up. And it took me quite a while to find that belief system within myself. But I'll speak more to that further on in this podcast. The other piece that really lit me up, that got me through every day, was the impact that I was able to make with my customers, with my clients. Those moments that I back then didn't realize that I had learned were my superpower activated moments. They were the moments that my inner guidance, my intuition stepped in and allowed me to really connect and build powerful rapport with people, which to me felt really easy. We'd be sharing, the conversation would flow really naturally. It's as if I didn't have to think. I would just know what to say next, what questions to ask. And there were so many moments that something would come through, which I now know is my intuitive guidance, that the person would stop and look at me and say, "I can't believe that you just said that." And then proceed to explain a story of some sort of synchronicity of why what I was saying touched them, moved them, and left them different than when they first stepped foot into the facility and engaged with me that day. In addition to that, my favorite, if I had a dollar for every time I heard this, where a random stranger that I just met, had a few words with, not thinking again, just sharing, stops me and says, I've never told anybody this, but for whatever reason, I feel like I need to tell you. In an elevator, walking down the street, into a meeting, meeting new colleagues. It's happened to me so many times, I've lost count. But each one of those moments reminds me of my favorite quote. It's not the number of breaths that you take, but rather the moments that take your breath away. And these are the moments that I now live for, because I've created a life full of those moments. Versus in the past, living a life where those moments came few and far between. And the sad reality of the world we live in, that those moments are few and far between across lifetimes for so many. So that was my motivation. In my heart of hearts, I knew that I was intended to create these moments on demand, create an impact in the world, to help people. I didn't know what that meant. And I knew that I wasn't going to go the typical route and go into therapy. Like, that, something about that just didn't feel like a yes to my inner being at the time. But I trusted that I'd be guided. Even back then, I didn't even know what that meant. I didn't know what gifts meant. I had no idea what any of the terminology and the tools that I have now meant. But I was embodying them. I was living them. Because in my mind, I didn't need to know that these things existed for them to be able to work for me. Just like we don't have to prove that gravity exists for it to work. It just does. And so I remember praying a prayer and just being like, God, please, like, what is it that I came here for? What did you bring me here to do? Please let this be my last time living in that 3D awareness, living in that struggle, that pain, that suffering. I did go through a lot of pain and suffering, as many of us do, through being in a lack-ridden household, growing up with nothing, having to endure mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional abuse daily, having to be the one to assert myself and to command and demand that something have to change in my household, because the people that were supposed to protect me couldn't do so. And so there was quite a bit that got me to that moment of surrender, of just knowing that I was made for something more and asking for guidance, asking to be led, handing everything over. That is the true definition of handing everything over, which is surrender, versus the thought of surrender being giving up. It's not that I gave up. I gave up my ego understanding. I gave up trying to figure it out. I gave up trying to control and make everything happen my way, just to feel like I was barely getting by and surviving. Yes, I was making money. Yes, I had fleeting moments of joy, but I was numbing out. I was miserable. I was in physical pain. And it just, I couldn't take it anymore. And so fast forward to the topic on discussion today, I needed to give you some of that background so you understand where I'm coming from, that I'm just like you. I'm just like anybody else. I'm just a normal girl, now a woman, but a normal girl that came from nothing and asked for more and did the work to get there. And so fast forward to a little over 2 years ago, I had embarked on a journey and left my corporate job. I'd finally hit that I'm done moment where I just couldn't take the way that the corporate structure was running the business and not treating the human element as the human element as it was. And it was just time. It was my time. And I'd asked for some guidance, some mentorship. And initially, I'd embarked on a journey to India with one of my spiritual teachers, who I will speak to on a different podcast. And he's a reason that I found more of my spiritual connectivity, understanding to who I am as a spirit first, and why the intuition that guides me is so powerful, because it is an extension of that. of that essence that is all of us that lasts past the time that we transition from this physical experience. And one of the most powerful pieces of advice that he ever gave me, he said, "Jhana, stop chasing money." And I couldn't figure out what he was. I'm like, "What do you mean? Like, how do I even, like, what?" And to me at the time, that was in a massive combustion of ego. I didn't quite understand how I was going to do that. How was I supposed to survive? I'm sure we've all gone through this. Well, what do you mean I'm going to make money doing what I love? Like, how is this going to happen? All the how. Our ego wants to tell us, like, it has to look a certain way, has to work a certain way, or else you're going to lose, and that's not possible. And then we spin out and we go back into our little bubble, and we try to continue to do what we've been doing for so long, and it just doesn't work. And then we surrender again. And he said, find a mentor. And he's very, very connected. And so what he said was very much from spirit. It'll be a woman. And she will teach you everything that you need to know about business. And she will guide you and be the one to help you find your way. It's like, okay, cool. I hear you. I receive it. And at the end of our time in India, I came home and ended up just kind of online, I think a couple weeks later, maybe a month or so later. And I'd been following this woman. She is, I'll be speaking more to her next month, but she is the reason that I'm in business today. Amanda Francis, some of you may or may not know her. I will share her until my last breath because she is the reason that I started my business. I somehow found her on my Instagram feed. Don't know how she ended up there. You know, one of those moments. I probably followed her because she had some cute quotes. That's how long ago it was. And at first, I didn't really vibe with her. It really wasn't a thing. And so I forgot about it and didn't really do anything with it until a couple weeks later, she said something on one of her stories. And this may be how you found your mentor or a person that changed your life. Something that came through her really just shook me. I got past the fact that I didn't quite understand who she was or what she was talking about. She had this little high-pitched voice that kind of triggered me a little bit. And she said, if you're listening to me and what I'm saying is triggering you, pay attention. And so I paid attention. And I started following her and I started hearing the wisdom that she was sharing from a place of guidance that was rooted in something much more than just intellect and mindset. She had a gift. And so I started listening some more, and I ended up tuning into one of her very first offers that year. It was called the Holiday Bundle, which I've shared recently on my story on Instagram, and I'll share the link to it in the notes here because I really love it. It is so high vibe, and it gave me the courage and the clarity that I needed to start my business. It was the first time I'd ever invested in myself in this way. You know, I paid money for someone to teach me something. What? What do you mean? Like, what is with this self-help stuff? You know, that we go spend $5, $10 a day at Starbucks. It doesn't even faze us. But then this is going to be something that could potentially change your life and you could have an amazing return on investment on it. And we don't do it. And that's what happens oftentimes. Or we buy the thing and we don't actually implement the work. But I did. And I remember a second prayer that I was asking. I said, what is it that I am here to do? Like, how am I going to help people? Like, teach me. What am I supposed to do? And it was midway, one of the videos, maybe the fourth or fifth one that she had, that she was sharing a story about the time that she was in her PhD program for counseling, and she'd walked in and everybody in the classroom was actually making fun of coaches, speaking to the fact that it's an unregulated field and just going on and on about it. And all she heard, and this is the power of your listening and the lens through which you view life. All she heard in that moment was, wait, so does that mean that I can start helping people now? That I don't have to wait 2 years until I graduate, that I can go and do this now? And it was as if she heard a yes come through. And it was that night that she went home, she bought her domain name, she built her website, and she started sharing as her initial business as a life coach. She's now a spiritual business coach, and she's a multimillionaire in the field, and it has been so beautiful to watch her rise. But it was in that moment, I was at the gym, I remember distinctly, and I heard her say those words, and it was like a lightning bolt hit me. And I heard my intuition go, this is it. And it was as if someone had unlocked a code for me, unlocked a door that had been open the whole time. I didn't know. And it was as if this is what you need to do. This is the direction you need to go. And so I did just that. I was like, okay, I don't even know what journaling is. I don't know what my gifts are. I had no idea, but I was in my conviction and I said yes. And I also was a student and now a teacher of A Course in Miracles, which she speaks to, which Gabby Bernstein speaks to. And I ended up buying the book and like journaling even before I knew what I was doing. I started sharing online before I knew who I was. I would go to events and tell people that I'm a life coach. And I just knew that if I was to do my work and to really allow myself to be guided every step of the way through my intuition, that I would go exactly where I needed to be and I'd be with the people that I needed to be to get me to where I needed to go to start helping clients. And so shortly thereafter, I invested in another one of her courses, and she then led me to Gabby Bernstein. And why this is an important piece that I need to express to all of you is that it was all of these inspired actions that led me to all of the aligned moments, experiences, teachers, and lessons that allowed me to fully step into my purpose, my calling as a teacher, as a coach, and to go all in my business. Not one of these moments did I feel like I need to do this. I need to register for this program. I need to go to this retreat in order to be ready, in order to be good enough to do this work. That wasn't it. It was, I am called to this. This is part of my getting there. And when I think about the money that I paid to my college when I went to DePaul and how little I used most of that education, aside from saving quite a bit of money doing all my own graphic design, because that's what I went to school for, computer graphics design animation. But when I think about how much I've gotten from the education that Amanda has provided me, that Gabby has provided me, that my spiritual teacher has provided me, it's worth so much more to the way that I get to live my life, the way that I get to create an impact. And the money that I'm able to make and help others make is so much higher on ROI than the dollars that I spent in my schooling. And so what is it that really brought me to make over multiple five figures my first year, which what I'm understanding and I'm really grateful for, that's not always the case. So I'm so grateful for that. And I attribute it to listening to my intuition fully and completely without hesitation, making the investments, saying yes, being unapologetic, because every time I've ever said yes, the investment has paid off tenfold because it's guided me to my next steps. And it's, you know, yeah, people say it takes money to make money, but it's not in that understanding of it's what you do with it. How is the money you're spending enriching you? And when we circulate money, we're telling the universe that we get to receive more, that we can be trusted with the money. And that's, you know, coming from a place where at one point I couldn't qualify to even get a credit card for $500. And the gratitude that I have now that I get credit card applications in the mail every day and I'm always approved, that in itself is a celebration. Because at one point, what I've learned is when we are being given opportunities, it's because the universe sees that you can be trusted to do good with those opportunities, because you're willing to take the action, have the courage to go forward and do the work that you came here to do. And so to speak to, I've invested in these programs, I've gone to these conferences, I was sitting and journaling, And I'd really applied everything, integrated everything that I had learned from Amanda, from Gabby, from my spiritual teacher. And I started getting these intuitive hits. I didn't know them at the time. I thought that they were just, oh yeah, ideas, you know, the mental construct of it's just in my head. And I got the first idea for a workshop. And I created this vision for it with the help of a dear girlfriend of mine who had gone to another workshop. And she said, you should do something like this. She gave me a great idea. I came up with all these questions. I wanted to take them through a certain process to help them really, like the clients that were coming, help them really create the breakthroughs that I had created with the things that I had learned from my mentors about blocks and belief systems. And I just went full throttle. I started promoting it. I started telling everybody and their mother about it. And I did it as a co-host event because I was so scared back then, didn't feel worthy fully to just do it by myself. It was terrifying. And the very first one was a huge success. Ripple effect was amazing. My clients ended up having crazy results, getting out of toxic relationships, leaving jobs that were no longer serving them, getting promoted to positions that they were way underqualified for, but were a perfect fit. Doubling, tripling their incomes. I mean, so many miracles. And I remember I did this over a series of months. And as I sat there one day and I looked back at this room of beautiful beings and I said, wow, where would they all be? Where would I be if I hadn't said yes those months ago? If Amanda hadn't said yes, if Gabby hadn't said yes all those years ago? And why these are such important pieces of my story is at no point was I worried about my annual goal. Not to say that there's anything wrong with that. And I have chosen in 2020 to be more intentional and asking for more from my higher power and really planning out what my year gets to look like and the practical piece. But it was setting goals monthly, more so from service and the number of people I wanted to call in and receive and growing my business that way and how many people I wanted to have in my coaching business, in my programs and launching my first digital course, which again was like I was at a coffee shop one day and all of a sudden the download came through. It was an inspired moment of this is how you're going to teach it. This is what it's going to look like. It's going to be this many weeks. It's going to be this many like teachings in that week. And I was terrified. I had no idea what I was doing. And I just showed up and I did it before I was ready. I did it before it was perfect. And I knew that it wasn't about me. And I can't stress enough that the moments where you're the most terrified, where you think it's not working, that you are wasting your time and your energy and the person that's on the other side is getting nothing out of it, that is when it's working more than you could ever imagine. I remember my last live event. I was sick. I was tired. I was terrified. I was massively in trigger. The one thing that I had is no matter what I'm feeling like when I walk into a session, when I walk into an event, when I walk into any sort of facilitation, is I get out of the way. And I invoke a power far greater than my own to do the work through me. And I recognize that, yes, I'm showing up. Yes, I'm taking inspired action. Yes, I'm doing the work. Yes, I'm facilitating, giving you practical elements. I'm helping with minds. I'm helping with so many aspects, but I am leaning on that gift that I had when I was in corporate America and I didn't know what it was. And I could simply allow myself to drop in and have the inspired wisdom come through me. I had the outline, I had some structure, and then I would let the magic work itself. And that day, when I felt like a complete and utter failure, I was literally shaking. And I felt like I couldn't think straight and that I had totally messed it up. Was a day that everybody there came and said, that was the most powerful session that we have ever experienced to date. Thank you so much. So just because it doesn't feel good in the moment, just because you feel like you're messing up or you're not good enough or you're doing it wrong, just remember that it's all perfect. And sit in your conviction and show up anyway. Do it anyway. Whether that's in your business, in the corporate world, whether that's in your own business, whether that's with your family, have those uncomfortable conversations. Say what you need to say and trust that you always have the right things to say at the right moment. And so when I sat there after having facilitated these live workshops after hosting my first digital course, after countless times receiving clients organically through nothing more than inspired action, going to an entrepreneur event, having a conversation, and the girl across the table says, I feel like I need to work with you. Going to a girlfriend's, taking her to dinner, being that vision, that version of me always, and her asking, is there any way that you could possibly help a friend of mine? I feel like you'd be good for her. To another friend calling me one day and introducing me to her girlfriend, and that resulting in two new clients. It all worked out perfectly because every day I woke up and every day I knew that I was only available to follow those nudges, and that somehow, some way would all work out, and that I would do my inner work and I would choose into the intentionality of what I got to create as an impact in my business. And I would do it when I would be scared. I would do it when I was tired. I would do it in spite of what anybody else told me, because I knew it wasn't about me. And I knew that this is what I came here to do. And when I ran my numbers, August to August, and I saw what I had made, I was dumbfounded. Without any ad spend, without any sort of thought to market myself, aside from doing the inner peace work and then allowing myself to be guided to whatever inspired action that was, wherever I needed to go, wherever, whatever I needed to do, and just showing up and being me as the authority in my conviction, being led to opportunities to host events, people just like seeking me out. It all happened for me. And so that's my story, a little bit about me, where I came from, who I am. I'm just, you know, a normal girl with a vision, with some deep heart desires to be of service, to have impact, to live a better life, and to follow her heart and her intuitive nudges and trust that it would all work out perfectly and be unavailable for anything less. That yes, if you've had this nagging feeling, if you worked at corporate jobs and just felt like you were a square peg trying to fit and jam yourself into a round hole, just never quite fitting in, always seeing things differently, always feeling like the positive one, everybody giving you some sort of slack for it. I can't tell you how many times that happened to me. And what was that? That was just spirit telling me, hey, sister, you're not made for this. You're made to do different, big things in the world. Let's go. Took me a couple times to listen. You know, following the old grind, hustle mentality. Today, I lean into the flow hustle rather than the ego hustle. Because the flow hustle means, yes, there's still work to be done. Yes, I gave it my all and I worked my butt off. But it never felt like work. Being in session lit me up, never depleted me. People asking me, how do you do that? Don't you feel tired at the end of the day? Absolutely not. I feel more lit up at the end of a day full of client sessions than I do if I just have a day to myself. Because when we are here and giving to others, we are also receiving in the process. And there is this beautiful play of energy, this higher power of energy that comes in and affords us that grace. So thank you for joining and listening to my story today and recognizing that if I did it, you too can do it, and that you can trust yourself to be led, trust yourself to trust your intuition, and to make the investments that you feel called to make, to tuning into the podcast that you feel tuning into, to reading the books, and then more importantly, taking also the action of just starting it. I'm going to be interviewing one of my dear friends and clients within the next couple of weeks that will be speaking to the courage that it took for her in corporate America, she's still working her corporate job, to start her business and just working it part-time, and how within the first year of working together, she went from making $25,000 part-time to doubling that a year later. And that was just her fitting it in a couple hours here and there. And that's a story to share with you, that that's possible. It doesn't have to feel like I can't do this yet because I'm at my corporate job. That's not true. I started my business while I was still working in the corporate world. And I thanked my corporate job every day because it was my venture capitalist for my business. Thank you, Gabby Bernstein, for that beautiful quote when I attended Spirit Junkie Masterclass my first time last year. It has been a whirlwind of a year. It has been with terrifying many times, but expansive. I wouldn't change it for the world. And I share this to inspire you, to remind you to never give up on your dreams, and to trust that in your conviction, in your yes to yourself, in you trusting yourself and taking inspired action, whether you call your intuition God, spirit, intuition, universe, higher, whatever it is, it's all within you. That when you take action from that place of certain yes to what you get to have in your heart that you've always wanted, that maybe you haven't given yourself permission to say yes to, that it all gets to work out perfectly for you. And yes, there will be work to be done. And yes, there will be action to be taken. But isn't it worth trying? Isn't it worth giving yourself that opportunity? Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll be sharing some more beautiful interviews with you starting next week. It'll be juicy. I love you all so much. Say yes to yourselves and trust your intuitive guidance.